Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More White House criticism of Russian airstrikes in Syria. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria, and he accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage air campaigns in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial, with more such meetings expected in the coming days. An angry President Barack Obama demanded the American people push Congress to pass common-sense gun laws after a gunman murdered at least 10 people and wounded 7 at an Oregon college Thursday. Appearing grim on television hours after the shootings, President Obama said Americans have become numb to what's become routine in the U.S., a mass shooting followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. Details of the shooting at Umpqua Community College in the northwest U.S. city of Roseburg, Oregon, are still unclear, including the exact number of victims. The 20-year-old gunman was killed exchanging gunfire with police. Authorities believe the gunman was familiar with the college. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendéré turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. He was reported to be hiding in the Vatican embassy Wednesday, a day after Burkina Faso's army moved to disarm the RSP. This is VOA News. A Palestinian gunman shot dead an Israeli couple traveling in a car with their four young children in the occupied West Bank. Israel's military, which called the violence a ruthless, heinous, barbaric attack, said forces were scouring the area near the Palestinian village of Beit Furik. The military said the four children, aged between 4 months and 9 years, were slightly wounded. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a strong condemnation of the deal between Iran and major world powers aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program. In a speech to the UN General Assembly Thursday in New York, Mr. Netanyahu acknowledged that the deal places several constraints on Iran's nuclear program. But the catch, he said, is that the most important of those constraints will be lifted in 10 to 15 years, no matter how Iran behaves.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
Israel has repeatedly warned it's prepared to use military force to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear arms. Tehran denies seeking atomic weapons. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says his forces have retaken the northern city of Kunduz from the Taliban. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani told a nationally televised news conference late Thursday an overnight counteroffensive by Afghan forces drove the Taliban out of Kunduz, and efforts are underway to restore complete normalcy to the northern city. Ghani said residents of Kunduz and the people of Afghanistan began their day with the good news. Their security forces had successfully accomplished the mission and recaptured the city. The president said, fortunately, security forces did not suffer any fatalities, but inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy during clearing operations. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Hurricane Joaquin gained strength as it passed over the Bahamas Thursday, becoming an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. Joaquin, with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour, caused heavy rains, minor flooding, and a significant storm surge as it approached the lightly populated central and eastern islands. U.S. officials and states along the East Coast are already preparing for the storm, which could possibly make landfall early next week. And the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees says 700,000 asylum seekers will reach Europe via the Mediterranean this year, and it projected that approximately the same number will arrive next year. It also appealed for $128 million in donations. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.